Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through Sunday, April 24th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. You have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the podcast calendar. We'll start by highlighting events relating to civic input and involvement. On Wednesday, the City of Austin hosts a public input opportunity relating to the street impact fee. The fee will impact building permits issued on or after that date of implementation, and the street impact fee must be paid prior to obtaining a building permit. Another public input opportunity hosted by the City of Austin is called the Rain to River Kickoff Event, to start getting input on how the plan to protect Austin's creeks and communities should be updated, particularly to factor in climate change and racial inequities. On the education side of things, on Thursday, April 21st and Saturday, April 23rd, Austin ISD will hold public input sessions on the draft budget for the 2022-23 school year. And Austin Community College has its grand opening and open house of the Highland campus on April 23rd. And if you're serving in an elected position, I count that as civic involvement, although it's probably more accurately political involvement, but we'll count it as civic when elected officials seek two-way communication with their constituents. On Monday at 6 p.m., the Austin Public Library hosts a panel of women elected leaders representing Northwest Austin. The following officials are featured: Travis County Commissioner Bridget Shea, Mayor Pro Tem Allison Alter, Judge Aurora Martinez-Jones, and Leander ISD Trustee Gloria Gonzalez Dolakai. And on Thursday at 8 a.m., Senator Sarah Eckhart hosts her monthly coffee jolt this month at Thunderbird Coffee. But that's an early one. Regarding health and wellness, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the CAN Community Council continues its focus on the issue of community mental health and wellness at its regular monthly meeting on Monday at 6 p.m., Our community council will consider short, medium, and long-term strategies to expand availability and access to mental health resources and services. Very important, especially coming out of the pandemic and the experience we've all been through the last 2 years. In terms of environmental stewardship, I'll note that Save Barton Creek Association hosts Sydney Beckner of the Hill Country Alliance as its featured guest at its happy hour on Monday evening. And we'll start our shift into the economic arena by highlighting an event hosted by the Austin Public Library called Rethinking the Economy that takes place on Monday at 5 p.m. This is a series through which participants will learn how to support and build economies that prioritize the well-being of people and the planet over profit. The next series of events relate to economic opportunity in our community. Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. There's a career training orientation for healthcare on Monday, April 18th, a career training orientation for information technology on Wednesday, April 20th, and a career training orientation for skilled trades and advanced manufacturing on Friday, April 22nd. For those who may be in job search mode, I'll note that on Wednesday, there are a couple of job fairs, one hosted by Austin ISD for jobs with the school district and a virtual job fair that same day hosted by Job Fair X. Austin ISD repeats its job fair opportunity on Saturday, April 23rd. Also on the economic opportunity front, Goodwill's Launchpad Club, which is a place where you can go to help kick off your job search, meets every Friday at 9:30 a.m. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings. The SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, the Austin Flea is at Captain Quack's and at Zilker Brewing on Saturday, April 23rd. There is an Earth Day Vintage Market and also something called the Garden Earth Day Pop-Up Market on Friday, April 22nd. And finally, on April 23rd, there is the Makers Market you can also support. Now for our fun and free feature for this week, an opportunity to create a community mural on Saturday, April 23rd is being hosted by Canned Aid, who has teamed up with Raisin in the Sun and artist Ami Place of Gonzo V's to bring the Go Valley neighborhood together to create a community mural on Balm Road. Together, participants will create an art piece that represents the power of giving back in your community, the value of taking care of our neighbors and our planet, and the importance of sustainable living. I'll end the podcast by highlighting the 2022 Earth Day Austin event that is back after a two-year hiatus. On April 23rd, 2022, thousands of people from the Austin area and beyond will come to the Houston-Tillotson University campus to learn about conservation and sustainable solutions, celebrate our love for the environment, and get connected to the best and most innovative green businesses and organizations. With family and friends, festival attendees explore rich, in-depth programming, exciting new activities, and engaging exhibitions that allow them to consider new connections to the environment and environmental issues. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please, be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.